6 weeks ago, a run to the playoffs seemed unlikely, if not insurmountable. Instead of fracturing, the Packers forged ahead.
Throws the right side, touchdown, Devontae.
Stafford under pressure,
he's hit the ball. The Packers are NFC North Division champions.
Winning a division title is the first objective, but in Green Bay, there's only one thing that matters.
The Vic Lombardi Trophy is coming home.
The Green Bay Packers are world champions of football.
The Packers' quest for their 14th world championship begins today at home against the New York Giants. We preview it next on Packers Today.
This is about winning one game, and we're just focusing on the things we need to do to beat the Giants.
This is a different game, different mentality. Everything about it, it kind of cranks up a little bit.
It's win or go home at this point.
Hello and welcome to Packers Today, presented by Verizon. Ted Stefaniak, Larry McCarron, and the Giants are in town. It's wild card weekend, Larry. Everyone's really excited about this one, but I got to tell you, I was a little unsettled watching that game last week. The injuries started to mount up again. Deja vu, especially with the secondary, all those injuries. How do they overcome that today?
Well, we'll find out, Ted, but you got to remember some of those guys that were hurt during the Lion game. They're going to be healthy for today. And the other thing, in the Lion game, they had to make all the adjustments on the run. I mean, it's happening right now. And in this case, for today's game, they've had all week to kind of mix and match and figure out, here's what we can do. Brought up Herb Waters, get it a little extra depth in the secondary and so forth. So they've had time to look at it, which I think is a big advantage.
This will be the second time that they've met this season. In fact, they played back in week 5. Let's flash back to that game. It happened at Lambeau Field. The Packers were leading 7-3 in the second quarter. Aaron Rodgers drops a beautiful pass into Devontae Adams for a 29-yard score. The Giants still hanging around, under 3 minutes to go in the fourth. It was a 23-9 ball game. Eli Manning scrambling and then finding Odell Beckham Jr. in the back of the end zone. A fantastic tiptoe catch from one of the best in the game. The play was reviewed and upheld. Then, Packers on a 3rd and 10. Late in the game, they needed a first down to seal this one. Rodgers finds Randall Cobb for 13 yards, and the Packers take a exciting one, 23-16. So an exciting win for the Packers back in week 5. Right after that game, though, Larry, the Packers, they go on a little bit of a slide. They lose 5 of their next 6. The Giants, however, won 6 in a row, but yet here both they are ready for this playoff game. And I think we're going to see a little different Giant team going into this game.
Absolutely, Ted. And an ideal time for this week's scouting report brought to you by CarMax. And here are 5 things you need to know about the current New York football Giants.
With Pro Bowl corner Janoris Jenkins and Pro Bowl safety Landon Collins, as well as first-rounder Eli Apple and veteran Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, the Giant defense has a formidable back end.
Under pressure, sidearms it over the middle, intercepted by Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie!
Its opponent QB rating, a rather stellar 75.8, which ranks 2nd in the league.
They got a great secondary from the corners and the safeties. Not very often do teams have both. Usually it's one or the other. They're very sound across the board. It'll be a good battle.
The Giants allow just 3.6 a carry, and it all starts up front with defensive tackles Damon Harrison and Jonathan Hankins. Their combined tag weight, somewhere north of 675 pounds. But they're not just space eaters, they're playmakers.
He's going to get sucked. Damon Stacks Harrison gobbles him up.
There are some big dudes and athletic for their size, too. So that's it's going to be a challenge for us, but we'll work in the game plan for them and do what we need to do to succeed.
Eli Manning may be a 2-time Super Bowl MVP, but he's 36 and coming off a rather ordinary, if that, regular season that included 16 interceptions.
I can remember years past being in college or being in high school where he's thrown plenty of picks and then come playoff time. He can go out there and play lights out. We understand that.
The Packers held Odell Beckham Jr. to 5 catches for 56 yards and a touchdown back in week 5.
Caught by Odell Beckham Jr. to get his feet in. Yes, touchdown.
But his season-long numbers, 101 catches, 1,367 yards, and 10 touchdowns, say he remains a potential headache.
He's an elite player, fast, smart. They got all the intangibles. Just got to play our game.
The Giants' lousy rushing stats, 29th overall and 30th per carry, are fool's gold. They've developed a respectable running game as of late, thanks to rookie Paul Perkins, who's coming off a 102-yard performance against the Redskins.
Bounces it left, Perkins to the 30, to the 25, cuts back inside at the 20, spins ahead and knocked down at the 15-yard line.
In Arizona, we played against each other in high school. It goes all the way back. Once he sees it, he's going to hit it hard. That's kind of the juice that they've been needing.
And Ted, something else about the New York Giants. They will be without Jason Pierre-Paul, probably their best pass rusher. He's out of the game. But they still have Olivier Vernon on the other side, and he's a guy that can get home. And they also do a lot of things with their pass rush, and they've caused teams problems with that. So the Packers will have to be very assignment aware.
The Giants have done a terrific job really moving around that secondary. They're one of the best units in terms of getting after that quarterback.
I think the key guy there is Landon Collins, the Pro Bowl safety. That guy's a headhunter, and if it's a quarterback's head, all the better.
That secondary leads the NFL with 8 sacks this season, so keep an eye on that. Do you think, Jared Cook didn't play in that first game against the Giants. Do you think his versatility might disrupt that secondary of the Giants a little bit?
Well, it gives the Giants one other weapon to worry about. And Jared Cook, because of his performance as of late, the Giants are going to worry about that guy. And how much attention can they devote to Jordy Nelson and Geronimo Allison and Randall Cobb and Davante Adams? How much can we focus on those guys when we got this big 6'5 guy running down the middle of the field? So it's something else to think about.
Well, as you mentioned, the run defense of the Giants has also been outstanding this season, but 147 yards the Packers gashed that run defense for. Is it foolish to think that they can do it again today?
Well, I'm not into speculation on that, but I know this. Mike McCarthy, they're real good against the pass. They're real good against the run. And I know Mike McCarthy and his personality. He's planning on doing both and doing both very well against the New York Giants. That's just the way he operates. And just because the Giants allow just 3-6 a carry, you don't think Mike McCarthy is going to try to pound it right at him? He will.
Coming up next on Packers Today.
Aaron will wink at me in the huddle or say something to me. And I just know, you got to go get it.
A season slowed by injuries has flourished down the stretch. Larry goes one-on-one with tight end Jared Cook when we return. Plus, making the extraordinary look routine, MVP candidate Aaron Rodgers is the subject of this week's Chalk Talk. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.
Welcome back. Joining us now, Packers tight end Jared Cook, otherwise known as the voice of God. Jared, I swear you could lend gravitas to a nursery rhyme. What a set of pipes.
Mom blessed me with some good ones.
She sure did. 8th year in the league, Jared. First trip to the playoffs. How are you feeling about that?
Feels great. It feels great to be one of the teams that they talk about being the only ones practicing. out of the 12, and I'm looking forward to it.
Jared, a couple weeks ago, you were talking to a reporter by your locker, and I guess I was eavesdropping, and he was talking about contract and all that good stuff, and I heard you say very distinctly, this place is special. This place is different. How so?
I mean, just everything from top to bottom, the way individuals handle their business, the way guys get along in the locker room, the history of Lambeau, the history of the city of Green Bay. It all plays a factor, and the people they bring in here is what makes it the most special.
Coming in, I'm sure you thought Aaron Rodgers was really good. Now that you've been here and work with him, might he be even better than what you thought coming in?
Absolutely. Because you really don't get a good sense of it until you see him make these throws and work on these things during practice. And then when it gets to the game, he still kind of leaves you in awe about the plays that he makes with his arms, even sometimes with his feet. His decision-making is keen and on point. So it's just awesome to see him work and be able to work with him.
Now, one of the things you bring to the party is matchup problems, and that takes a lot of different shapes and forms. And one of them is occasionally you're split out, and teams don't suddenly get a linebacker or safety over there. They will leave a corner on you. When you see corner coverage, you think what?
Just beat your man. just beat your man, because if they got corner coverage on me, that means on the other side of the field a lot of times. If Jordy's lined up on the inside, that means he has either a safety or a linebacker on him. And most of the time, if you put a safety or a linebacker on a receiver, they're going to beat him. So first thing I think is beat your man. And if you have a compliment route with you, is get the next guy open.
Jared, when you're running some of the pass routes, you just don't make a cut. You always throw a little shake in there, depending on the route. But are those things like pre-planned? You know how you're going to shake, or are you just reacting to that guy across from you?
Well, it's important to know where you're going to go. So if I know where I'm going, I can kind of set up the defender to maybe take a false step or a bad step, which will give me an extra step coming out of my break. So sometimes it's pre-planned. Sometimes it's on the go, because you never know where a defender's going to end up once you begin to run your route. So you always got to add a little sugar on your route, and that just throws the defense off a little bit and creates even a bigger window for yourself.
A little sugar, I like that. I have to remember that. Now, I got to ask you about third down. Since you came back from your ankle injury, Aaron Rodgers has hit you 10 times on third down for 175 yards, and his quarterback rating 118+. What is going on in third down between you and him? Is there a special chemistry? You just like third down? How does that work?
you know, third down is a huge play, and we understand as an offense that we need to pick up these third downs or even get ourselves in short and manageable to be able to keep the chains moving. So, you know, Aaron will wink at me in the huddle or say something to me, and I just know, like, you got to go get it. And he has the trust in me and the confidence in me to be able to go pick up those thirds down, which is huge.
I'm sure it is not your favorite thing to do, but blocking is part of the job, and it looks, from the outside looking in, you're engaged in it.
Absolutely. You know, anything that can help us bring a teammate, we're in this thing together. So it comes with the tight end position. So a lot of times, me and Rich always talk about how the DNs might outweigh us by 20 or 30 pounds, and they're just trying to bull rush us off the ball, but you just got to stay in there and do the best you can to stay in front of your defender.
Well, I saw you knock a DN, Willie Young, I believe, against the Bears right on his rear end. Little chip block, a little payback right there, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's got to be fun, right? You went downfield, caught the pass, daily double.
I'll take it. It's always fun when you can get a decleater on the defensive end.
Jared, focusing on the New York Giants, what's it going to take to beat them and advance in the playoffs?
We got to get the run game going. We got to stay on their front seven, which has been playing pretty good, even with the absence of JPP. We got to make sure we're able to get open on their corners and safeties. And when they bring the pressures, we got to make sure that we pick them up. So getting open is going to be big this game, really, really important.
Jared, good luck, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Jared Cook, he's brought a new dimension to the Packers offense. And by doing so, he's made them a better football team.
Snap to Rodgers on third down. Lost the right side for Cook. He's got him on the shoulder. Jared Cook beats him big. And the Packers are the biggest play for their offense tonight.
Get Loud Lambeau, and we're certainly expecting a loud stadium today, playoff game. And, of course, we've got Aaron Rodgers on the field. He's playing outstanding. 8 touchdown passes in the last 2 games, 40 for the season, the second time he's reached 40 touchdown passes in a season and becomes just the 4th player in NFL history to reach that mark. So I look at Aaron Rodgers, and every time I think he's reached his peak, he takes it to another level.
Ted, when I look at Aaron Rodgers and see what he's doing with his arm, legs and head, I don't think I've ever seen anybody play the position any better. And when you watch other MVP candidates, you see specials several times a game. When you watch Aaron Rodgers, you see special several times a play. As we shall see in this week's Chalk Talk, brought to you by Sandwich Bros. 3rd and 9 at the Detroit 10. And the Lions throw a coverage curveball at the Packers.
It was a different defense. On the back side, they ran number 57, Bynes, from over number 2 back to the middle for some reason.
So much for plan A. But to get to B, Rodgers needs time and space. And he creates plenty of both.
We got a play on that. Was going to attack a certain area, had some pressure, spun out left.
But you can see what Aaron's seen. There's not much promise in plan B either. Even more time and even more space are needed, and Rodgers delivers again.
I wanted to get all the way outside, but I needed to kind of deke the defensive tackle there into thinking I was stopping. After that, I was able to get outside.
And that's when Rodgers, moving to his left, threw with velocity and accuracy to his right, and almost 9 seconds after the snap, a plan C only he could orchestrate had the Packers in the end zone.
Diving grab, Geronimo Allison, touchdown Green Bay Packers!
I didn't see the catch, I was on my back, I just looked at the sideline. Our sideline, and I could tell that he caught it.
Unincredible.
Geronimo Allison certainly made a nice catch there, but Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams, 10-plus catches in the end zone this season for Aaron Rodgers. That certainly makes for a very difficult situation for any defense when you've got guys that talented in a receiving corps.
No, the Packers can go a lot of different ways when they throw the football, and what I see with the Packers passing game, I see a lot of confidence on both ends. The guy throwing the ball, the folks catching the ball, just seems to be a lot of confidence being displayed.
And we're looking forward to that confidence showing up today. Of course, we've got one more segment left, and Larry McCarron will give us the matchup to watch. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon. Okay, Larry, Giants are in town. This is a top 10 defense in the Giants against a top 10 offense of the Packers. What's your matchup that you're looking most forward to seeing today?
You know, Ted, if I was a generic fan, had no vested interest, I would love to watch the Packers receivers versus the Giants secondary. I mentioned in the scouting report, Giants secondary opponent quarterback rating 75 and change. And also, they've intercepted more passes, 17, than touchdown passes they've allowed, 15. That's very rare in the NFL. So we got a quality unit in their back end, and we got quality guys on the Packers perimeter. I'm watching that thing.
This is going to be a great game. It is playoff weekend, wild card weekend. Have a great call, Larry.
Thank you, Ted.
For Larry McCarron, I'm Ted Stefaniak. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time. And remember, get loud, Lamb.
Everybody got their tickets. It's time to go. I need a spark from each and every one of y'all.
I'm ready to play anybody at Lambeau.
This is a chance to grab some momentum.
70,000 plus on their feet.
It would be a good time to get loud, Lambeau.